Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Got to punish our enemies.
I'm angry and I'm frightened, and you should hate that guy over there.
We have no time. We have so much to do.
We're delivering change inch by inch, day by day.
But for me, we'd be in a worldwide depression.
Wealthy people continue to get wealthier.
Issues of race, of a tribal attitude.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I'm not big on these pledges. I think they're a lot of showboat.
I come too far from where I started from.
They got to sit in back.
Nobody that the road would be easy.
If you want a friend, you should get a dog.
I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Politics is this is a sport right here. I mean,
well, it looks like the gang that can shoot very straight indeed, the most corrupt gang in the history of the world to ever take over such an economy. It looks by early exit polls as though they're going to suffer a major defeat. The Drudge Report is producing some results right now. Of course, they don't show their sources. That in four races, as a result of early exit polling, we have this to report on the Savage Nation. The big one is that the institution known as Russ Feingold in Wisconsin, he is now going to go to work for a kosher butcher because Johnson, the Republican businessman, is apparently beating him. In North Dakota, the Republican Hovind is beating Potter. In Ohio, Portman is projected to beat the Democrat Fisher. In Arkansas, according to the early exit polls, Bozeman R defeats Lincoln D. Four races, four R's up, four D's in the toilet. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Play Blue Monday, even though it's Tuesday on the Savage Nation. We're open for business at 1-800-449-8255. MichaelSavage.com with you to the end. We're going to see if this gang will be thrown out of office. All night with you. Well, for me, all night. If you care to comment on what I've just said on the cyclical stupidity of the Democrat Party to have put the Obama the Destroyer in the office and not expect this ramification or these results, I'd like you to call me, because how could they not understand that the handwriting was on the wall from the day they selected this novice? How could they not have understood that by taking this destructive man and putting him into the greatest nation on earth, into the catbird seat, and then seeing that the man taking apart the nation piece by piece. Remember what a man wrote. A wise man wrote, President Obama is like a destructive child who takes apart a priceless watch that was carefully passed down to him. Without regard for the value of what he holds, he recklessly scatters the pieces on the floor and then can't put them back together again. Failing to learn from his mistakes, this destructive child moves on to another room where he finds another watch to take apart. Once again, he can't put the pieces back together. What's worse is that nobody steps in to stop him before he destroys again. Obama the Destroyer systematically takes apart America piece by piece, while the complicit fifth column government media complex and the lapdog political leaders remain silent. Savage then goes on to point out how much the nation has changed in the past two generations. From Eisenhower to Obama, from starlets to harlots, from I spy to I cry. Yeah, that's the truth. So as I say, I'm going to give you the results as they come in. We have early projections already based on exit polls. And within the hour, we have a couple closing at 4 o'clock Pacific. That would be, 7 o'clock Eastern. I don't know. I'm in so many different time zones at once. I don't know when closes anything. I know that within 50 minutes, we'll have some closing. Then an hour, 50 minutes more closing. I'm here with the duration, with the donuts. I'm not drinking donuts. I had an ice cream bar. So what would you like to talk about? How about the cyclical stupidity of the American media? Now, we know that CNN is bovine at best. We know yesterday when we read that brucellosis had broken out in Ted Turner's a herd of bison, we had speculated that the brucellosis in the bison herd may have been a result of the hosts from The View having visited Jane Fonda on the Buffalo Ranch and violated the tenets of Leviticus. We understand that. But who could not have believed, or rather, who would have believed that the same mentality would have now infected the lipstick girls at Fox News? Today I heard something coming out of Megyn Kelly's mouth that I would have expected only from Joyce Behar. I could not believe that this girl, who had once shown so much promise, has now fallen to the level and has become the Joyce Behar of Fox News. Listen to clip one.
Well, a whole lot is at stake this election day, as you know. The Democrats are trying to fend off the Republicans, who want to take back control not only of the House, but also the Senate. It is no secret that Republicans are expected to win a good number of House seats tonight, and there are concerns that that could lead to even more gridlock on Capitol Hill.
Now, I can't tell you what happened when I heard this glossy girl say a thing like that. She says Republicans are expected to win a number of seats tonight, and there are concerns that it can lead to even more gridlock on Capitol Hill. Shame, shame on Megyn Kelly. Does she not understand that it is a two-party system? Does she not understand that the entire viewership of Fox News wants such gridlock on Capitol Hill in order to stop the socialist agenda of the radical Democrats? What has happened to Megyn Kelly is the topic of a magazine article that is yet to be written. But I will tell you this, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, as we can see with Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid. 1-800-449, what is the dominant issue for voters is exactly what Michael Savage knew it would be, the economy stupid. The number one issue, according to the exit polls, is the economy, which is why I wrote Trickle Up Poverty. But I got to tell you something. The economy is one thing when it comes to dollars and cents. It's a very important thing when you've worked all your life and you've lost your mortgage, when you've worked all your life and you've lost your job, when you've worked all your life and you've lost your health. I understand all of that. But what is the good of money if you have a society that has been hollowed out by psychopathic liberals to the extent that the entire society is like a hollowed out society where there are no values whatsoever? We have a president who stands for nothing but a radical Marxist agenda. We have a president who apparently believes in nothing. We have a president who doesn't even believe in God, so far as I can tell. We have an administration who stands for nothing that is of any value socially. And that is why the children are behaving like lunatics. Now let's go to the callers because we have reports from around the country on ballot fraud. Let's go to Florida. Marie, you're hearing it first in the Savage Nation. Marie, what happened when you voted today?
I did. And I went when I was filling my ballot, when I got on the second page, it was already filled in. So I brought it back to the guy. I says, "What is this?" So he said,
"Yeah,
oh, you must have done that." I said, "Oh no, I did not."
And where exactly was this in Florida?
What?
Where in Florida?
Lake Worth, around West Palm Beach. Lake
okay,
Worth.
And it was filled in for which candidates?
What?
Which candidates?
I think it was judges.
Judges, already filled in. You know, you have a remarkable resemblance to my deceased mother. I thought I was talking to her from heaven.
Ah, yeah, because I'm her age.
Oh!
Yep.
Well, isn't this amazing? So you went to vote because she was in the same area when before she went to heaven to cook for God.
Listen, she said, I know when she died, she was 88 and I was 84 at the time.
Oh, my God, look how sharp you are. But you made sure you voted, right?
Yes. And you know, the thing I love...
Let me ask you something. Even though I'm a conservative, and you're probably a liberal all your life, you like me, though, right?
Yes. I love
why?
You
why? Why do you like me if you vote for all communist liberals?
I don't vote for liberals. Are you... liberals? I'd be dead. I'd rather be dead.
You see, people don't understand that people over 80 can be sharp as a tack. My mother always had a quick answer for me. She was much sharper than I was. Look, you just did it to me again. You showed how smart you were. You haven't lost your marbles yet.
Yes. I hope not.
No, you're sharp as a... Marie, you're a sweetheart. If I could, I'd kiss you on the cheek. But I'm sending you a present for where you live, a copy of Trickle Up Poverty. I wish I could sign it, Marie. You're a doll. Thanks for calling. Again, I say we're open for business on Savage Nation. We have four exit polls out on the Drudge Report, which I'm reporting on the Savage Nation. All of them are R's defeating D's, but the big one is the race in Wisconsin, where the man who people thought was in forever, Russ Feingold, remember McCain-Feingold? Oh, yeah. Feingold looks like he's past history. Johnson, the businessman, has apparently taken the lead in the exit poll. And then take a look at these other ones. You're not going to believe it. I'll be right back.
Savage.
You know, I got to tell you, I grew up in an immigrant household. I'm going to say it to you till you finally get it through your head who I really am. I grew up in a home, all Democrats, immigrants. And I grew up and I saw what was going on in the country. Eventually, I had no faith in either party. Today, though, I will tell you the truth. I went to the polls and I checked all R's. I didn't even look at the ballot anymore because as bad as the Republicans were, it's nothing compared to the communist socialism that Obama and his far left radical maniacs have dragged us. Now, I want to ask all you nice Democrats a question. What would you say if you read that a Republican president was going to spend $200 million a day on a visit to India? What would you be saying if it was a Republican president who would be spending $200 million a day to visit Mumbai, India? $200 million a day on security, etc. This is according to a top official of the government in India. 3,000 people, including Secret Service agents, U.S. government deadbeat officials, and fake journalists, are going to accompany King Obama. In addition to this, a ship will be stationed offshore. In addition to this, there will be several airplanes and Air Force jets, naval and air forces flying with him. Air Force jets, the entire hotel taken over for Obama. 3,000 people, $200 million for this college teacher to visit India with his wife and children. Has anyone in their life ever heard of a president doing something like this and getting away with it? Has anyone ever heard of a president spending this kind of money and abusing the American taxpayer like this? At a time when so many people are out of work, losing their houses, etc., do I have to reiterate what's going on in the country? So when I say to you that there's such a thing as a reasonable Democrat, there aren't any reasonable Democrats anymore. They're either far-left socialists or worse. The Democrats I'm talking about don't even exist anymore. John F. Kennedy, I voted for him when I was a young teacher. John F. Kennedy, by today's standards, would be a right-wing radical who MSNBC would shoot to pieces. If John F. Kennedy came back to life, they would call him a right-wing nut, a right-wing maniac, extremist, too extreme for America. But he was a Democrat, wasn't he? But there was a distinction between Democrats of that era and the Democrats of today. The Democrats of that era had a fine line that they never crossed, a lot of lines they wouldn't cross. The number one being national security. Obama? It's like Swiss cheese. He doesn't even understand what the word national means. So how can he understand what the word security means? I rest my case. I now want to hear from you if you've seen any irregularities in your voting. I want to hear what happened as you went to the polls. I want to hear what kind of things you saw when you went to the polls. Let's go to the first. By the way, the states that close earliest. These states close at 7 p.m. Eastern or 4 p.m. Pacific. And we'll have results for you very shortly. Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, Indiana, Kentucky, and Vermont. I'm particularly watching Kentucky, but we've already given you early exit polls, and all of them are R's. Four R's, four for R's, zero for the D's. Let's go to the first caller from the bottom of the list. Let us begin in Orlando, Florida. Dennis, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I went down there and I did my voting today with my Savage Nation hat on and my Trickle Up Poverty book and didn't have any issues and everything
went
pretty smooth.
I could see you sneaking in the book, Trickle Up Poverty. You went in with a Savage Nation hat and they didn't tell you to remove it?
No, I had a Motley Crue t-shirt on too. They looked at me like,
did you get any stares, any reactions?
No, they just, one guy kind of looked at me like maybe I was in the wrong spot, but I told him which number of precinct I was supposed to be in, and he just pointed me in the right direction.
Isn't that amazing? Well, you got a lot of guts, my friend. It's men like you who have saved America in the past. I'm going to send you another copy of the book because, as I tell people, whatever happens today is crucial to the future of America. But when Obama wakes up tomorrow and recognizes that his far-left policies have been exposed for the world to see, and before he flees to India on his $200 million a day trip, I can guarantee you he will powwow with his czars, his Marxist, communist, socialist, Leninist czars, and they will be plotting to push their agenda forward. They're not going to yield. They're going to get worse. That's what I fear. 1-800-449-8255. Thank you very much, Dennis. Send them a friend. Send them a free book. Let's go to North Carolina. Jeff, what have you seen out there?
Michael, I wanted to give you a heads up on my voting experience today in North Carolina. You know, I walked in to my daughter's elementary school and walked up to the guy at the desk, and I gave him my name, and then he verified with me my address, and then he handed me a ballot. And mm-hmm. I voted, and as I was walking back to my office, I figured, what's more pathetic? Only 40 to 50% of the American electorate will be voting, or that I can go vote without showing a picture ID or any type of form of identification.
Jeff, it's all a nightmare. I once tried to show my ID here in San Francisco, and they said, no, we're not allowed to look at that, as though I was showing them something pornographic. I showed them my license, and I said, what do you mean I can't show it to you? You should be looking for it. Well, they asked me to leave. They wanted me ejected. Do you know the people of the state of Arizona voted to require a photo ID? Do you know that a bunch of left-wing bums, judges on the Ninth Circuit Court of Schlemiel's, threw out that requirement for a voter ID? Do you know that?
Unbelievable. Hey, Mike,
Jeff, I'm sorry, go ahead.
My mother, may she rest in peace, grew up, you were talking about the lady down in Florida. My mother, may she rest in peace, would have loved you, and she was born in Ocean Parkway, and I have a little
Well, you're stuck down in North Carolina where you can't get a decent cup of coffee. Yeah, what can you do? Things are tough all over.
Savage.
We have another early indicator, and this is going to be a shocker to the illegitimate Democrats out there, but not to those of us who are fed up with the communists who've taken over the country. Indiana, most of the state, you've got a very interesting race over there. You've got one coming up in Kentucky as well. I'm going to hold off until I have a little bit more information, but the state where Rand Paul is running, he's ahead 58-42. The vermin in the media have tried to smear Rand Paul. The vermin in the media have tried to debase Rand Paul. The vermin in the Democrat Party and the media have tried to make him into a marginal candidate. But the people know better than the vermin in the media, and he's ahead right now 58-42. Let's hope that that holds, because that is a big indicator. If the Tea Party candidates... Certainly, Angle out in Nevada is a big one. We don't know where that's going yet. Now, remember, the people who run the machinery of Las Vegas also probably tally the election returns. So, see, I'm not that optimistic about Nevada. That, to me, is like a closed shop. But if the Tea Party candidates, by and large, win enough votes, it's going to change the nature of business in the American political machine forever. That's the most important thing today. And that's why most of you went out to vote. That's why most of you feel that the voting matters for the first time in your whole life, incidentally. Many of you feel that voting finally counts because there are real candidates who represent conservatives. So there are new results coming in by the moment. The balance of power is playing out over the course of the evening. Perhaps the birth of a nation will occur again. Here are new exit polls coming in. In Kentucky, it's 55-44, Rand Paul, Republican. In Illinois, it's 49-43, Kirk, Republican. So they're coming in, and thus far, all the exit polls are showing RRRRR. We don't know where it will end up, but hopefully at the end of the day, not only will there be a sweep for, let us say, Republicans, but for conservatives, for the Tea Party candidates, and then finally the vermin in the media will wake up. and they will soon get rid of the mouthpieces for the socialist agenda. This is what we're all hoping for. That's all. You say, oh, well, come on, you're a little harsh. I'll say it again, the socialist agenda. And if you don't understand what that means, I'll say it again, the Leninist agenda. Because Obama's a pan-Leninist, as I spend 110,000 words proving, in trickle-up poverty. Okay, I didn't write the book because I was joking around. It's not just a pretty face on a cover with a 350 empty pages. Because to begin with, I have a face for radio, not for television, which is why I'm on the radio. It's what I prefer. I'm not exactly broadcasting in pajamas right now, but close to it. My loyal dog is sitting underneath the studio desk here. Someone came in to take him for a walk. He didn't growl at him, but he wouldn't leave. He knows what's at stake. Teddy refused to leave his post at the Savage Nation broadcast booth today. He refused to leave his post. This guy is as good as gold. He said basically in dog language, no, thank you. I can sit this one out. He said to the dog walker, I can hold it in for another 3 hours. I ain't going anywhere until I find out what happened today. I gave Teddy a lamb chop the other day that I couldn't finish, a whole lamb chop, you know, not the bone, just the meat. And as I watched him enjoy it, I said, Teddy, aren't you glad that you're the dog, not the lamb? Because it could be another society where people use lambs as pets and they feed them dogs. He didn't quite understand that one. West Virginia, Dean, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I just got back from the polling station with my wife and our 12-year-old daughter. We showed her all about voting. I had trickle-up poverty with me. Nobody gave me any kind of funny looks. Nobody questioned it.
That's
but
funny.
Again, they gave me the little sticker that says, I voted today, and I put it right on the front cover.
The radio beautiful look, I don't want to indulge myself, but I have to ask you something. Truthfully, when you walked in with my book, did you really show the cover, or was it kind of like under your raincoat?
I didn't have a coat on, so I had the cover, and a lot of people were just in a hurry to get in and out of there. Nobody was paying too much attention.
So nobody really, they're all so nervous that they really didn't even notice it. But still in all, you did carry the book in with you, and it was gutsy to do so, because you did risk someone saying you can't take a book in, right?
Oh, yeah. And I didn't.
You know what would be interesting? What if someone took a Bible into a polling place, and one of the communists said, you can't bring that book in? Because you know what happened in Maine the other day? An on-duty police officer, you may have heard of this, was on patrol, and his district, include his precinct, patrol precinct, included the polling booth. He goes in to vote, and the communist behind the counter says, you have to check your gun. You can't come in and vote with a gun on. This is to an officer of the law who is patrolling in that very district. They had the nerve to disarm the cop who refused to be disarmed. Would you believe what's going on in this country?
Well, it's changing as of today, and thanks to you, the new Paul Revere of my generation, I will never forget what you've done for this country, Michael, and I hope every listener never forgets. You're a hero.
That's very nice of you. I'm sending you a copy of Trickle Up Poverty for your daughter to cherish so that she can show it on the Antiques Roadshow in 50 years. What if the book shows up on Antiques Roadshow in 50 years? That would be interesting. That would be a funny one. All right, so what do you want to talk about? Fraud, people being busted from Tijuana. What is it that you're seeing going on out there? Did you want me to talk about some shocking news that we've uncovered? How about the Black Panthers, hundreds of them, out there as poll watchers? How do you feel living in an America where members of the Black Panthers are being used by the thug Democrat Party to scare people away from the polls in Arizona? You feel good about that? You shouldn't feel good about that. You should be frightened, very frightened indeed. But did you expect anything less from Barack Hussein Obama? I'm surprised he didn't use Al-Qaeda at the polling booths. Kevin in New York, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, how you doing? I just want to let you know, I'm actually, when I get done talking with you, I'm going to go to the polling place in Kew Gardens Road, and I want to see if they're going to check my ID. And if they don't, I'm going to ask them why.
Well, they're not even going to let you show it. And that's to make certain that as many illegals as possible who are there in the city can vote for the Democrats.
That's crazy.
Isn't it a sad state, Kevin, that you're not allowed to show a voter a photo ID in the United States of America? What sane person does not understand that the most sacred institution in this country is the voting booth? There's nothing more sacred. We could all disagree on everything, but how could you want illegal aliens voting unless you're a criminal?
let me tell you how else things are changing, too. You went to Queens College, right, Michael?
Yes.
I'm going there right now. I was in a class.
My God, you have degenerate teachers there doing that?
Yep, and I questioned it, too. And for the final, I memorized beautiful works of art because they said memorize like 15 works of art.
That's disgusting. The so-called teacher is a degenerate filth who should be thrown out on his dirty behind. I can't take this anymore. What they've done to a once fine university, Queens College, they've turned it into an outhouse. Kevin, stay in the line. I'm sending you a free copy of TUP. Everyone's a winner today. Anyone who gets a whole day, the early results are coming in. And as we say so far, it's an R-R-R-R-R. 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 Are you listening, Nancy Pelosi? Are you listening, Harry Reid? Are you listening, President Obama? Because it's R-R-R-R, Hardy If it holds up, you know. So what would you like to add? Any fraud out there? New York, Lou, what did you see out there in the voting world?
Yeah, Dr. Savage, I just voted, but I'll tell you the truth. My eyeballs are hurting from the size of the type. It was microscopic. I've never even taken an eye test with such small print. It was ridiculous.
You mean on every issue, including the candidates and the ballot initiatives?
Well, the ballot initiatives were printed on the back of this form. So you did have a...
So wait a minute. Was it in one language? Were you able to select it? Because in San Francisco, they're so perverted here that they have the ballot in 8 or 9 languages to make certain as many illegal aliens and non-citizens can continue to vote for the welfare machine. How many languages did they print ballots in New York City?
I couldn't tell because it was so tiny, but I thought it was also in Spanish as well. Yes.
Well, of course. How else can you have illegal aliens vote? I think that they should automatically pre-vote the minute they cross the border. I think that La Raza should give them a pre-stamped ballot with their name on it and all pressed in for Harry Reid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's disgusting. You know, we're making jokes about it, but I just hope that after we see the results and it's, you know, big sweep, I really hope that they indict some of the people who've done this to this country. I hope to God that they go after Attorney General Holder. I hope to God that they drag Janet Napolitano before a governmental committee and ask her about her incompetence. I hope that they go after EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, the U.S. Treasurer Ron Kirk. I hope they go after Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, for printing money without regard for the value of the dollar. I hope they investigate Defense Secretary Robert Gates and his too quick willingness to decimate the U.S. military. I hope that they drag the czars down there but when the Congress is in the hands of patriots. That's all I can say to you. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry if I didn't send him a book. I will if you got his name. If not, it's not. We'll have new exit polls when I return here on the Savage Nation. Teddy and Savage return in a moment right here on your local station. Savage. All across the United States, millions of Americans are voting in midterm elections that look to finally slap back the socialist communist agenda of Barack Hussein Obama. And we have early results. Certainly the most important ones have not yet come in some ways, but some of them that are quite predictive, I think, have come to show a little bit already. And that was the one that is the one coming out with Rand Paul in Kentucky. He's way ahead. He's way ahead right now in the early exit polls. Whether this will hold is another question. Out of Nevada, they say that there's a tie, but I'm not surprised by that. I mean, Reid and the unions own Nevada, so I'm not that, you know, optimistic about that. But right now, the latest projections are in Indiana, Pence will win. He's a Republican. Burton will win in Indiana, again, Republican, 58-33. In Kentucky, Rogers, Republican, 79-21, Democrat. Indiana, as I said, Penn 74 to the Welsh Democrat 23. I mean, right now it looks like a rout, but I wouldn't count, you know, our chickens come home to roost, so to speak. In Kentucky, it's only 2% reporting as of right now. Very soon, we're going to have some other pretty big results in about 10, 15 minutes when some of the polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a very important day. As you well know, many of us are bored by this, but tonight is a seminal moment in American history, because America had never prior to this had America had flirted with socialism many decades ago, but America had never been duped into electing a naked Marxist as they have with Barack Hussein Obama. Now, along with this Marxist came criminality. Naked, unadulterated criminal activities have occurred on an unprecedented level, in my opinion. Certainly, there is corruption in the political structure in a country that is a democracy, and that is to be expected. I mean, that's the price you pay. It's like you go into a department store, and they say that there's a certain amount of pilferage that is permitted to avoid frisking everyone. They count that a percentage of people will be dishonest and shoplift. And they don't really enforce it that strongly because they don't want to freak out the shoppers. They build it into the price of the purchase in a department store. They try their best, but they don't want to make it a big issue. And it's the same with a democracy. A certain amount of corruption is going to occur in a free society. But we've never seen anything on this level before, have we? We've never seen a gang steal the entire healthcare enterprise. Have you ever seen anything like this? Against the will of the people. Now, if the majority said, okay, we want to pay for the care of illegal aliens, we want to make certain that Nancy Pelosi's friends run the insurance business, et cetera, that would be one thing. But they didn't. Most people opposed it. But they rigged the election, they forced it down our throats, and now they're paying the consequences. If you were to say to me the number one reason that the Democrats are losing thus far and are likely to lose for the rest of the night here, I would say the number one thing, of course it's the economy, stupid, the number one thing that woke people up was not even the war, the endless war in Afghanistan. The number one thing that woke up the average American was the Obamacare debacle, how they did it, the arrogance with which they did it, the willingness to basically tell Americans that they didn't care what you thought, the willingness to override everyone's desires to slow down and do it piecemeal. They saw there was a monster machine operating that was, if it was capable of doing that, if it was capable of ramming Obamacare down our throats, and Pelosi took such pride with that big hammer, pride in how she beat everyone up to get that through, the American people are not so dumb. They feared a government that had such a willingness to override the sentiment of the people. After all, at the end of the day, this is supposedly a participatory democracy. And if the people themselves, in poll after poll, were participating and saying, don't pass this bill, don't make it so large, slow it down, do it piecemeal, and yet this Marxist socialist administration went against the will of the people the way they did, the people were frightened that they could take away all of their freedoms in a very short period of time. And I think this election is the reaction to Obamacare. That would be my interpretation if someone asked me off the record. And so since this talk show is about my opinion and nothing but my opinion had better be based on facts, that's my opinion. And I want to say something else, by the way. Facts, 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 F-A-C-T-S. Do you know that in my book, Trickle Up Poverty, I have notes at the back of the book that run about 25 or 30 pages. I don't even know how many pages. It starts on page 317 and it runs, God, I didn't realize how many there were because I knew people would try to say I made it all up. It runs to 352. Almost every statement in that book that is of any controversy whatsoever is documented with a reference because I have a scholarly background. And we're living in a time where everybody in the political structure doesn't believe anything anyone else says. And I felt that I had to make a difference. And so there it is. So in other words, I don't want to overwhelm you with facts and information. But for those of you who think that statements about Obama may be off the wall or over the top, they're there in the author's notes. You can look it up yourself and see if I'm making it up and trickle up poverty, because I'm not. So the latest projections are we see a sweep in the early returns, the early exit polls. for Republicans. If you haven't voted, would you please go out and vote? I don't care where you live. Do it today if you're registered and you were not sure or you're too lazy. You know, it's like when I wake up in the morning, I have a new regime for 2 years. I do push-ups and I take up the little dumbbells and I do a little arms. I don't want to do it. It's cold. I'm tired. Sometimes I have a hangover. I just want to have the orange juice and the coffee and, you know, look out the window, whatever. I don't even want to do it. And then I say to myself, I've got to do it. I must do it. It's like riding a bicycle. It's like all the other things. It's like brushing your teeth. You have to vote. Force yourself out tonight. I really don't care who you vote for. I mean, I hope you vote for a Tea Party candidate if they're good, personally. But you're going to do what you want anyway. Just go vote. Make the turnout large. Do me a favor. Make Teddy happy. Wisconsin, Elena, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor.
Thank you.
And
what's on your mind? Quickly, hurry up. What are you going to? We have little time.
Okay, let me just tell you. A year and a half ago, I was asleep. I politically was asleep.
And now, what woke you up to politics?
Obama woke me up.
Why? What one thing did he do that finally said, wait a minute, this is wrong? What was it?
It was Obamacare.
It was. I knew it. Well, Elena, I have a whole chapter on the nightmare called Obamacare and trickle-up poverty. I'm sending it to you for one reason. You got to understand, if the Republicans win a majority, they're going to have to repeal Obamacare state by state. I want you to be armed with the facts. I've had doctors call who said they could not believe what's in the bill. I spell it out in my book. This is no joke, my friends. The hard work begins tomorrow, not today.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
That a lot of folks are still hurting. I know that for a lot of folks, change has not come fast enough. But believe me, it hasn't come fast enough for Barack either. Not when so many folks are still looking for work, not when people are struggling to pay the bills and worrying about how they're going to provide for their kids. No. It hasn't
turn this malarkey off. She and her husband are going to spend $200 million a day to visit India. That's enough for me. I'm sick of this double talk coming out of their mouths. I'm not going to sit and put them on a pedestal anymore. You know something? I see it what it is. Barack Obama and his wife and daughters are going to India. God bless them. I wish them well. They're going to spend $200 million a day to visit India. They have 3,000 people in their entourage. Helicopters, airplanes, ships. 3,000 people, $200 million a day. And you're going to listen to that malarkey? Saying that she knows so many of you little people out there are still hurting. And if only they had a little more time, they could have pushed their communist agenda. And what do you think you'd have then? I'll tell you what you would have then. If you let this gang push their agenda even further, millions more of you would lose your houses. Because make no mistake about it, Marxists hate the middle class. Marxists hate the bourgeoisie. Marxists target the middle class. Marxists want you to lose your house. Marxists want you to be dependent upon the government. As I said to you, Obama's a naked Marxist-Leninist, in my opinion. And if you say, well, I don't know what that means, whatever. I am the son of an immigrant. My grandfather fled communism, Marxism, and the Red Revolution. I understand these things very well. My grandfather came to New York right after 1917 to find a new life for himself in a free society. Thanks to my grandfather, Sam, I was steeped in anti-communist philosophy from the earliest age. I was taught to cherish the freedom of the American experience. I was told how sacred and fragile liberty is and how I should always work to protect it. And taking advantage of his newfound freedom, my grandfather opened a little tailor shop of his own and was proud of the suits he designed and made for his customers. He died young of a heart attack, age 47, because he worked with a passion 7 days a week. Naturally, I wanted to know why my grandfather, a man who traveled thousands of miles away from his home, from his family and his friends to start over here in America, why he came here. I never met him, which is why I've studied Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot, all of them since I've been 18 years of age. I was never a disc jockey. Unlike many in the talk radio business, some of them very smart, some of them very good, I was never a disc jockey. But I didn't read Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot for fun. I didn't read them because I worshipped them or saw them as possessing the answer. I studied them because I was a college student who didn't want to repeat the mistakes of history. It's not as though I just started reading this stuff yesterday so I could be on Fox News with several blackboards lecturing everyone. I've studied revolutions for over 40 years. I know what's going on with this president, and Americans would too if they had not been indoctrinated in socialism in America's public schools. And so that said, a few questions have been in order for a while. Do the Tea Party movement and the middle class have any basis to be suspicious that President Obama's true agenda is the spearhead of socialist revolution? Or are these fears nothing more than unfounded rumors raised by rabble-rousers? Is Barack Obama operating within the grand traditions of America? Or is he philosophically aligned with the traditions of the European socialist theories of Marxism, Leninism, as many suspect? Is Obama simply an idealist and not an ideologue? Is he a Manchurian candidate? Let me tell you something. I just read to you two paragraphs from Trickle Up Poverty. And I said I think we have to approach these questions almost clinically. But before we get started, I have to warn you something. I have no gray zone when it comes to this topic of Marxism-Leninism. This discussion is going to disturb the old 60s hippies who still cling to their Leninist illusions. And the same goes for the unenlightened leftists who have been in therapy for 20 years, the Woody Allen types hooked on Marx and medical marijuana. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Early results are in. Black Panthers are at the polls in Philadelphia. But that's not keeping the Americans away from the polls. Early results are quite encouraging for those of us who love this country and want to see the radical agenda stopped in its tracks and America return to us. Coates, Paul DeMint win Senate seats. That's the projection on Drudge. Exit polls. Illinois, Kirk, 49 to 43, is a Republican. In Kentucky, Rand Paul, debased by the vermin in the media who should be ashamed of themselves. Rand Paul, who was smeared by the brucellosis of the news business. Rand Paul, 55 to 54. No matter what the women with brucellosis say, he's way ahead. Arkansas, R over D. California, that fetid creature from Brooklyn. Boxer, unfortunately, is beating Fiorina. I'm not surprised because Fiorina and Whitman have run the worst campaigns I've ever seen in my life. Again, taken in by the idiots who ran their campaigns. Florida, Rubio, R over Crist and Meek. Ohio, Portman, R over Fisher, D. North Dakota, Hovind, R over Potter, D. Wisconsin, Johnson, R over Feingold, D. Play victory at sea for me because I feel as though we are going to have a victory, not at sea, but, well, a victory nevertheless. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's a long day and a long night ahead of us. It's a long day's journey into night on the Savage Nation. Exit polls showing America has awakened to the vicious criminal behavior of the Democrats. Yes, the battle is still ahead of us. Yes, we have many islands to conquer. Yes, we have many places to plant the American flag again, where the flag of internationalism is now flying. But as in the past, we will plant those flags. We will take this country back, island by island, state by state, district by district, and the Marxists will be vanquished. Exit polls show Republicans taking the House with 50-plus seats and 7-plus picked up in the Senate. The question, though, is it will it be enough? Is it in time? When we have an out-of-control president planning to spend $200 million a day to visit India in a few days. $200 million while sending his wife, the first lady, out to pretend she cares about the little people who she knows don't have a job or a mortgage. That if only you gave them a little more time to push their communist manifesto, you'd have a job and your life would be perfect. $200 million each day on security and other aspects of this incredible royalist visit. 3,000 people, including Secret Service agents, gold brick U.S. government officials who should be staying home, and shameful journalists who are no longer journalists but part of the fifth column, traveling for the curry in Mumbai. It's a disgrace. It is a disgrace. The entire hotel is being taken over by Obama. The city of Mumbai, the airspace will be closed for a half an hour before the king arrives. Closing the airspace. Naval ships offshore. Offshore the Hotel Taj, where Obama and his wife Michelle would stay. $200 million a day. And they tell you that they care about the little people. Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. Chicago Carmine, what are you seeing out there? Go ahead, please.
Oh, my gosh. You must have been Van Helsing today, because as soon as I got out of my car to go into the polling place, the not so much the candidates, but the men who, hand out the literature.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All I did, they were starting to come up to me, and all I did was hold up your book, and they parted like the Red Sea.
Wait a minute. I'm missing this. Who came up to you? They were trying to give you campaign literature like a few blocks away?
They tell you who to vote for right before you go in.
Oh, and you gave them the answer with your little billboard, Trickle Up Poverty, the book.
Amen, Dr. Savage. And then I get in, and I have your book in my arm so that, Michael Savage is showing and your face is peeking out from under, and I have the Trickle Up Poverty title. But I didn't have anything with the Obama, because there's a lot of African-American judges. And so,
right. What happened? Well, nobody bothered you, though, did they?
Pardon me?
Nobody stopped you.
Oh, no, sir. But when, you should have seen the look. I mean, the way the eyes just fluttered up. I mean,
Well, maybe they should go out and read the book. It might save them from the delusion that Obama's for them. Obama's for the little people. Obama's for the average African-American. Then why is he spending $200 million a day to go to India? What kind of nonsense is this?
It was priceless, just priceless.
Well, I'm glad I made your day, Carmine. Could you use another copy for one of your communist liberal relatives?
You make my day every day. It's like, I love your stories. You remind me of Mr. and Mrs. Rappaport. I grew up next door to Mr. and Mrs. Rappaport.
I love it. I'm everybody's favorite relative and favorite neighbor that they don't want to talk to, but I'm sending you a free copy anyway. Something came to my mind and came in and left already. I forgot already what I was going to say. So I'll say it when I come back right here on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Well, Republicans gained the Senate seat tonight in Indiana. The GOP is winning virtually everywhere. Tea Party favorite Rand Paul, though he was roundly condemned by the folks with brucellosis of the brain on the networks and everywhere else, Rand Paul coasted to a huge victory in Kentucky, and it looks as though the rebels are winning across the country. The rebels are winning, and thank God the Republicans were smart enough to welcome rather than continue fighting with the Tea Party candidates. The fact of the matter is, we don't know what this will mean in terms of the running of the government. I do know this. Take a guess where our president was today. He was in the White House, and he was calling predominantly African-American radio stations, many of them hip-hop music stations. Can you believe a president would go on to a comedian show last week, not meet the American people when he's supposed to be a united, not a divide, and spend his day calling only African-American radio shows? Do you have any idea how powerful radio is? Do you have any idea that what you're listening to is the single, I would think, possibly the single most powerful instrument of democracy this country still has? That is not to diminish the printed word, nor the internet, certainly, part of the printed word. But when the president, on his last day of campaigning, uses only the tool of radio and only calls African-American radio stations, that should worry you very deeply. It really should worry you. But it's also very telling. It also should tell you something, that despite all of the hype about the hope, despite all of the promises, there were no promises. It was all hype and lies. And you should also know how lucky you are that we still have freedom of speech. You should also know how important it is that you keep fighting the forces in the Democrat machine and the Republican machine to silence talk radio. Because I can guarantee you after this election, there will be talk again of the Fairness Doctrine. I guarantee it will come up again. Remember they brought it up the minute Obama won and his Marxist cronies took power? Do you remember how emboldened they were? That they wanted to silence Michael Savage and others in the media? Now, why would they silence me if I have no influence whatsoever? Why? Here I am, not invited on Fox News because they're too Republican for me. And my book, Trickle Up Poverty, is still number two on the bestseller lists. Number two, Wall Street Journal. Number two, New York Times. 4 weeks after publication with a virtually no media exposure whatsoever, except this radio show that you are listening to. Think about that. I want you to think about what I just said to you. I'm a one-man band with regard to reaching the people. It's this show. Certainly, the leprechaun wouldn't have me on. He's my competitor, and he's jealous of me. So let's not go down the names. It's not about me. It's about the medium itself, radio, 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 radio. The most important thing you should take away from this election is that the Tea Party, yes, gave us these rebels, yes. But how did the message get out to the people? Well, many different methods, I'm sure. One of the most important being what you are listening to right now, whether it be in your car or your home. You understand what I'm saying to you? Protect it. It's precious. If the president would spend his last day campaigning on the radio and not go on one mainstream show, let alone, let's say, mainstream show, he wouldn't even go on to a mainstream radio show. He's only going on to marginal shows and speaking on some hip-hop stations and some African-American audience stations. Now, he's entitled to do what he wants. That should worry you, though. It should worry you very deeply. It should also tell you that his base is not as wide as the media, the fifth column, would have you believe. His base is very, very narrow. Wisconsin Bob, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir, Dr. Savage. Thank you for taking my call. I just got back from the polls where we voted, my wife, my daughter, and I. And yes, the talk around there after talking to a number of people is everybody's voting for Ron Johnson. It looks like Feingold's going to get his butt beat.
Oh, he's gone. It's already projected that he lost, that Feingold's gone.
And one other thing to make your day, three people at my poll walked in with your book, Trickle Up Poverty.
Oh, my God. Now, wait, this is in Wisconsin?
Sir, yes, sir.
This is in liberal Wisconsin?
It was great. It's like everybody's...
So how did that fraudulent blowhard become senator in your state? I'm sorry, Minneapolis. Sorry, wrong state. Pardon me.
I have no idea. I couldn't stand this guy from day one. How he kept getting in is beyond...
No, but how did Feingold get in over and over and over again? He acted as though it was an institution.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bunch of illiterate people here. I'm telling you. But thank God that everybody's jumping on...
What is Feingold going to do now that he's been retired from the Senate, do you think?
Probably go back to being a lawyer.
Lawyer. Another one. Just what America needs. Another lawyer. Like grinding them out like sausages. Bob, I'm sending you another copy of TUP because the fun begins tomorrow. You need to educate everybody with regard to Obamacare in particular and cap and trade. I have two huge chapters, and I'm going to focus on them over the next few weeks, intermittent with stories about Teddy and the Lamb Chop.
Savage.
So we see pretty good news. I mean, I would say the glass is 4/5 full tonight. Certainly, it's not going to be 100% in the direction of America and patriotism. We're going to see hangers-on like Boxer, who is almost impossible to get rid of because she owns the unions. She has the illegals in her pocket, in my opinion. And primarily because Fiorina ran such a horrendous campaign, not exciting the conservative base to the point where they come out and even care about her. Same with Whitman. I mean, you can only BS people so much, just as we see with Obama. It's the same with these fake Republicans like Fiorina and Whitman. Why get excited over them when they never said one word about illegal aliens or so many other issues that the people of the state of California care about? So I'm not shocked by that. But I am surprised to see a guy like Feingold losing in Wisconsin. I'm very surprised to see Rand Paul, who was so lambasted by the folks with brucellosis on CNN, come out so far ahead. I'm not surprised to see Jim DeMint win again. He deserves to win, and he was way ahead. So, well, let's see what happens for, because big results are coming in this hour. We all know that the number one issue is the economy, but below the economy, beneath the economy, there are tremendous other, there's a tremendous distaste for Obama's behavior. Shall I put it to you in those terms? No one's ever used behavior, because we've come to think that a president is a royal figure, and somehow they're in a league separate from us, and you can't say a word about behavior. I find his behavior tawdry. I find it tawdry to see a man talking about the economy and jobs and housing before the election, and then going to India on a grand tour at the cost of $200 million a day to go and visit India. He never heard of email? I do most of my business by email. I don't even use a telephone anymore. I learned that from someone in my family who's far more successful than I am. I grew up in the telephone age, but you don't have to get on an airplane to do a business deal. What's he going to India for? What, he needs a vacation? He worked so hard. What's he going there for that he couldn't do by email or by secure messenger service? The country's hurting. We're in a depression or recession, whatever you want to call it. You spend $200 million a day and the people don't see this Marxism? You say, well, wait a minute. I thought Marxists were for the people. Nay, they were never for the people. Communists are for themselves, the ruling elite, and the dumb bunnies called the people who celebrate after a baseball team wins. You should have heard the city last night. You should have heard the morons running through the streets. You thought that World War II had ended and that we were victorious over Nazi Germany. You should have heard the morons in the streets of San Francisco. I couldn't believe it. It was actually pathetic to listen to them get so excited over a baseball game. I mean, I know they haven't won a series since 1954, but look at these schmucks. They're not 11 years old. These were grown morons driving by in cars blowing horns like they had just had victory over Nazi Germany. These morons probably wouldn't get as excited if they read tomorrow that Al-Qaeda had been vanquished around the globe and that all the troops were coming home. They probably wouldn't go in the street with horns and yelling and screaming like they did in the city. And what you're not reading about are the gangs and the mobs that try to overturn cars right outside the stadium and trapped people of, let us say, another race in a car until the police came and saved them. You didn't read any of that coming out of San Francisco, did you? Because the media is controlled by a few psychopaths who send you only the images that they want you to see, where any patriot is questionable and any criminal is a hero. I see it all and I live through it all. And that's why I have such a loyal audience. Tucson, Arizona. Wayne, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, love your show. Love your website.
Thank you. Somebody knows there's this website.
Yeah, I go to it every day. Hey, good. I wanted to say my wife was in surgery, and I was sitting in the waiting room, and as I looked around, three different people reading your book, Trickle Up Pop.
In a waiting room?
Yes.
No, that's an amazing story, Wayne. How is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe your message finally getting out.
That's truly amazing. I mean, I could see people taking it into the voting booths because I sort of mildly, you know, said try it out. But in a waiting room where you're flooded with illegal aliens? I don't suppose any of the illegal aliens were reading my book in Spanish, were they?
No, I didn't see El Trickle Up Poverty there.
We haven't translated it yet for South of the Border. But maybe they'll sell Spanish rights. I don't know what's coming up next. So, Wayne, what do you feel tonight so far? How do you feel thus far with the early results?
So far, I feel pretty good. I don't know what's going on in Arizona yet, but we'll see.
Well, I have some good news for you. A judge in Arizona, this came out today. Hold it. A judge skeptical of lawsuit against Arizona immigration law. So it looks to me whether this is going to hold up. A judge today, a federal appellate judge, expressed skepticism Monday about the Obama's Justice Department lawsuit challenging Arizona's new immigration law. Well, so in fact, Obama and his socialist minions may not be able to stop your law from taking effect. Isn't that wonderful news?
Well, the Ninth Circuit Court said that they weren't allowed to check citizenship of the voters. So
I could not believe that one myself. I was shocked that I could. You know who did that? That was the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the most leftist court in the country. But do you know that they brought in Sandra Day O'Connor as a special visiting judge for that vote? Are you aware that this was jury rigged against the people of the state? This was a shock last week. Very few people know this. They took a judge, a former judge of the Supreme Court, is no longer sitting, and they bust her in essence, in order to make sure that three judges would vote to throw out the Arizona of ID law. I was shocked by that. I never saw anything like this in my lifetime. The depths to which these liberals will go in order to seize our democracy.
It's amazing, Michael. And, you know, everybody here is for it. And, you know, Arizona's the bad guy because they're trying to have it enforced. But it's just amazing.
Well, the good news is that a federal judge seems to be tilting towards your state. And he's grilling the Justice Department. And he doesn't like it. Here's what he said. He said, I've read your brief, I've read the district court opinion, I've heard your interchange with my two colleagues, and I don't understand your argument, said the judge, John T. Noonan, Jr. He said to Solicitor General Edwin S. Needler. You hear this? He said, I don't understand your argument. So he's telling the government that they don't have an argument to throw the Arizona law out. Would you believe this?
No, I don't, but where's he from?
Well, he's actually in the Ninth Circuit. It says Noonan, an appointee of President Ronald Reagan, so bluntly stating his views, legal experts said, the government's chances of having the injunction upheld may rest with the two other judges on Monday's panel, Carlos T. Bea and Richard A. Paez. So the problem for them, though, is that Bea is also a Republican appointee. So maybe Arizona will prevail in the end and the people will be heard. In any case, you're going to have a copy of Trickle Up Poverty sent out to you shortly on the Savage Nation. New York, Shelley, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
God bless you for taking my call, Dr. Savage. When you played Victory at Sea, you made my day. I haven't heard it in years.
Hold on. We'll play it. It's my favorite. One of my favorite, pieces of music compositions. Let's hear it again, because it does say a lot to me. Right? Can you believe just feel this. It was a hard-won fight. From Maine to New York, from Florida to Arizona, from Michigan to New Mexico, from Seattle to San Francisco, the communists had planted their flags of internationalism. The corrupt gangs were stealing elections, stealing the money of the voters, lying to the people. But from Maine to Los Angeles, from Florida to Seattle, one state after another fell to the Americans again. One state after another fell to the rebels in the Tea Party. One state after another overcame the lies of the vermin in the media. Is that what you liked?
I love it. I love everything that you played tonight. I've been listening to you. My wife turned me on to Savage. And we listen from 6 to 8 here in New York on WOR. We live in Staten Island.
Well, I'm glad I give you something to look forward to. I also look forward to this every day, to be frank with you. And this is a part of my DNA at this point. It's embedded in my mental structure. I'm sending you a free copy of Trickle Up Poverty. Again, I want to repeat, let's not get giddy. It's not over till it's over, number one. The Democrats control the devolved machines, number two. Number three, even if we do win, let us say, a huge victory of 50-plus seats, even if we do that, do you think that a president and a first lady who are willing to spend $200 million going to India in a few days are going to change their course? I don't. In fact, I think they're going to dig their heels in, and I think that they're going to push their agenda even harder, and I think we're going to have a bigger fight in our hands. So the best answer is, please, don't celebrate too soon. please arm yourself with the facts. Please be ready to educate your friends and neighbors as to why there was a sweep, if there should be one. I mean, remember, that's the job going to come up tomorrow and the next day. Many people are going to be, well, I don't know why those rebels won. What's this Tea Party business? Are they as dangerous as the people say about? You got to say to them, the people reacted to the socialist agenda of Obama. The people primarily did not want Obamacare, and they did not like the tactics used by Lady Pelosi. And then you've got to do the work. You've got to come up with some of the reasons that we don't like Obamacare. It's all in trickle-up poverty. I'm sorry to keep hitting this, you know, but I'm not going to apologize for a work I spent years writing, number one, and that was written to go right up to 2012. You got to understand something. I don't write a book as a flash in the pan so I can write another one 3 months later. I don't appear with 17 blackboards and glasses on my nose in order to show you how smart I am. I did this for an election today and for the election in 2012. The book is important so that you know what Obama promises to do to us to come in the days and months to come. What do you think? It's over because a couple of Republicans are going to win and they have a little majority? It's not over. The battle is only going to begin tomorrow. You have to arm yourself with the facts so that you can reasonably argue with your family and your neighbors and not get intimidated by them. And then maybe the way, see, many of you who listened to me were once Democrats or liberals. Then you started listening to me and others. And little by little, we started to make sense to you. We opened your eyes and we said, wait a minute, you know, the guy makes sense. He sounds reasonable, but all right, let me listen. I heard a lot of negative things about Michael Savage, but I heard this, I read that. Then you listen to me, the guy makes sense. He starts to sound like yourself thinking out loud, doesn't it? See, well, wait a minute, if he's this and I think like him, then maybe I'm more like him than I even believe. And then you, little by little, you are awakened, okay? That's the way an awakening occurs. But you've got to do that for your family and your neighbors. No one's going to say it's going to happen overnight. But over the next year, from now till a year and a half from now, you have a lot of time on your hands that you could use positively. You could have discussion groups. You could have meetings. You can talk about Obamacare, cap and trade. Anything you want to talk about, I have 11 chapters on each of them with all the facts and all the references. And you could educate the people around you. But let me get back to right now because many of you want to be focused on the elections, okay? I'll be right back with early results. The earlier results right now, I told you already, look very good for the rebels and for the Republicans in general. Coates, Indiana, Republican. Paul, Kentucky, Republican. DeMint, South Carolina, win Senate seats. In exit polls, Illinois, Republican, 49-43. Nevada, it's tied. California, unfortunately, Barbara Boxer is beating Fiorina. Florida, Rubio, R over Crist. Ohio, Portman, R over Fisher, D. North Dakota, Hoven, R over Potter, D. And the big, big, big upset for me so far is Mr. Feingold. Self-righteous old Russ Feingold. Self-righteous Russ Feingold will be returning what he knows best, which is the law rather than legislation, because he just lost to Mr. Johnson, a businessman, R over the D, Feingold. What's amazing to me is that Russ Feingold lost. I'll be right back. Savage. Well, results are flowing into the Savage newsroom here, if you want to call it that. Exit polls show Republicans certainly winning many seats. I was far more pessimistic than what's being predicted right now. Over 50 more seats, or more than 50, in the House, and over 7 Senate seats. We'll have to wait and see, because to me, I'm not so sure that that's going to hold. I hope it does. I hope it's bigger than that. I don't care if I'm wrong. It's good to be wrong in a case like this, but until we see the final results late tonight or tomorrow, I don't count on anything. But moreover, so what at the end of the day? Yes, it's a repudiation of Obama the destroyer. There's no question. He's the issue. There's no question it would be a repudiation of Obama's lies and incompetence. There is no question no matter what a pollster asks, because they're never going to load the question that way. Have you seen one poll which asked anyone, are you voting tonight in order to repudiate President Obama? Yes or no? Then no one asked that. They don't even ask the question. I mean, I know statistics. The reason they don't ask it is they don't want the answer. Wisconsin, Kristen, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, I'm so excited. We went to vote today in a little town. I had my Savage book. My husband had his Obama Sucks button on. And a total of six trickle-up poverties in line with us. I wish.
Wait a minute. In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin.
There were six people with copies of the book?
Yes, and all we did was kind of hold them up to each other. It was like, it was very cool. Nobody said
that is amazing to me. There's something going on here, Kristen, because, I mean, I know the book has sold a certain tens of thousands, like 75,000 so far. I'm not sure. But this seems to be almost a tidal wave of people who've gone out and they're carrying it around with them. Something's going on in this country.
It was amazing. I couldn't, I had to.
So what, having the book made you feel like you were a member of some kind of a secret club?
And educated, because I could answer questions and explain my reasons for why I'm not happy with the government.
That's interesting. So are you a student right now or not?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse. So do you see firsthand what's going on in the hospitals in Wisconsin?
Oh, yes. Obamacare will kill our health care system.
Just kill our health care system. Well, God bless you for calling the show. Thank you very, very much. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Let's go to New York now. Bill on WOR. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, thank you for leading the battle against enemies of the Constitution.
Hey, you say it just like it is. That's exactly right. It is a battle against enemies of the Constitution. Let's not fool ourselves.
I just voted in New Jersey. I've lived here for about 11 years, and this is the first time I've ever had to wait.
Why? What was the waiting about?
No, there were actually people there voting. The turnout is over 50% in this district.
Which is what? Enormous, right?
Yes. It's like
And is it a conservative district or a liberal district?
It has a Democrat congressman now, but we had a Republican congressman for years. We had Jim Saxton.
Mm-hmm. So you think that maybe the sleeping giant has awakened from his slumber?
Yes, and I thank you for leading the battle.
Well, I'm one of many. Believe me, Bill, I'm not doing this alone. I'm sending you a free copy of the document that everyone needs, Trickle Up Poverty. Thank you very much. Let's go to West Palm Beach, my favorite area in Florida. Bill, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage.
Hi there.
We just wanted to tell you that I voted today, was online at the polls, and I had my book with me, and there were five other people online.
Oh, my God. In West Palm Beach?
Yes, sir.
That is amazing, because that's the land of the early bird.
Yeah, it's also the land where they'll vote anybody in who promises more golf courses.
That's right. That's right. God's little waiting room. I mean, I know it very well. It's a very beautiful place in many ways. Bill, thank you for the report. This is amazing. From Wisconsin to Florida, people online with trickle-up poverty. This is a story unto itself. And they're signaling each other with the book. It's like a little code signal. Wow, this is good. So it's way beyond now my book and Michael Savage. It's really about the revolution of the rebels. The rebels, the rebels, the rebels are winning, winning, winning.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Listen up.
We cannot sustain. Oops.
I went on essentially a plant-based diet. I live on beans, legumes, vegetables, fruit.
Oh, Jesus.
We had such a high on election night, and then there was the inauguration, and, you know, Bono was singing, and Beyonce, and everybody from Chicago went to Washington and was having a big party.
It was like the Chilean miners.
They got the Wrestling Federation lady in Connecticut and the witchcraft lady in Delaware. And
these jobs not simply go to white male construction workers.
Yeah, well, I hope they're not laughing tomorrow. Republicans won Senate seats in Alabama, Florida, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Missouri, New Hampshire, South Carolina. We're going to continue watching the results. The GOP is celebrating the first victories of the big night. There is a record conservative turnout in play. We are going to have results all through this hour on the Savage Nation. There have been some big upsets thus far, notably Russ Feingold of McCain-Feingold gone with the wind. However, it's a 4/5 full deal. The Dems have won in Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland. We'll have to continue watching. Don't celebrate too soon because they control the devolved machines. And if you think they're going to give up just because they're losing, you're mistaken. In fact, if they lose, their agenda is going to get even more important to them. And they're going to do it as fast as they possibly can. And so, therefore, an electorate that is informed is the most dangerous thing to a socialist administration. If you have any reports from the polls, from your voting, from what you've seen, you want to call the show, 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. I'm also going to ask you a favor. Many of you have been calling and saying that you saw people with five people carrying trickle-up poverty in the polls, four in here, five in West Palm Beach online, and you're meeting each other, et cetera. Can you please send a picture to get a picture, a cell phone picture, call my staff at 1-800-449-8255 and find out how you can email in a picture. I'll put it up on michaelsavage.com because this is an amazing story unto itself, and I don't expect it to be reported, but I will report it myself on my own website. Let's go to the callers. Hartford, Connecticut. Cameron, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Cameron, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead. Cameron's gone with the wind as well. Let's go to Houston, Texas. Ken, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Ken?
Yes, sir. I live in a part of Houston where NASA is located that Obama's tried to put everybody out of work. I voted early. The lines were extremely long. Everyone could hardly wait to get in there and hit that one R button on the machine. And also in Texas, I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but you either have to show your voter ID card or a driver's license. And there were a couple of people there who did not have either, and they were turned away. And the guys who were working the poll told them, look, if you have a complaint, the constable's right across the street. You can go get him. And of course,
yeah, but Ken, this is a very serious issue that I intend to magnify over the next coming days and weeks. I have a whole chapter on how Obama intends to destroy NASA. People don't even know what he's doing. It's not just about the jobs, which are certainly important. It's about the very essence of America's excellence. How could we permit this destructive president to dismantle such a great institution as NASA right before our eyes? And that's what he intends to do, Ken. He's on record saying so. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely correct, Michael. I mean, NASA is really the only thing in this country that actually works, who actually does something. And the only thing that works, he wants to take apart. It's great for down here in the Houston area and all across the country. It helps kids in school. I'm a school teacher. It gets them involved in science and math. And now he wants to take that away and make us just like some other third world country.
It's not only because he wants to save money. Why would he destroy NASA? Don't we already have the best aeronautical program in the world? We do. But why would he take it apart? First of all, I want to point out that NASA is one of the few government programs with direct benefits to the taxpayer. And I'm going to read off a small list right now. People need to know this. In the midst of this election, you've got to understand that Obama's war on the military and on national security is a very serious event. Do you know that thanks to NASA's research and development, we now have a list of inventions that enhance and protect our lives? Among them, the TV satellite dish from NASA research, fail-safe flashlights with system redundancy, shock-absorbing helmets for sports and biking enthusiasts that use tempered foam, by the way, first developed for aircraft seats, edible toothpaste, space pens that can be used to write upside down, cordless tools. If you use a cordless tool, it was originally developed to help Apollo astronauts drill for moon samples, so you can thank NASA for that. Smoke detectors, first used in the Skylab space station. Ear thermometers that don't use mercury. Joystick controllers, if you use one, they were originally created for the Apollo lunar rover. So why does Obama, the space cadet, want to fix what isn't broken? That's all in trickle-up poverty, and every worker at NASA should have these facts in front of them, Ken. Thank you for calling. I'm sending you a free copy of Trickle Up Poverty, 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Portland, Oregon. Dan, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to say, you know, $200 million a day is very much, and we all hate it, but it would be worth it to America if we could, you know, it would be worth $200 million a day if we could keep him there.
Oh, you're talking about my report that Obama's going to spend $200 million a day on his trip to India with 3,000 in his entourage, 3,000 people. So you're saying $200 million a day is actually chump change compared to what he's spending.
Oh, really?
I didn't add it up. It's actually a bargain, what you're saying. So, well, that's like a billion plus a week. Come on. You know, that's true. It's only $54, $55 billion a year. That's chicken feet to Nancy Pelosi. That's right. Didn't they add it up? So you mean if he goes to India and spends $200 million a day and spends no more than that, we'd be ahead of the game?
I think so.
Dan, you must be a businessman.
No, I'm retired. But the Oregon Stupidcrats had a really funny ad for against Chris Dudley. I thought it was really hilarious. The banner line on the ad against Dudley was, Chris Dudley wants to spend money we don't have.
Suddenly they discovered that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how in your state of Oregon, what's at stake right now? Do you have a big lefty who's about to lose?
I sure hope so.
Well, we'll find out. They come in much later. You're getting a free copy of Trickle Up, so stay on the line. Okay? Kansas City. Adam, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I went and voted tonight, brought in trickle-up poverty, and checked ID.
They checked your ID?
Yep, they actually checked ID, and they just had a big thing here in Kansas City where they rounded up 200 illegal immigrants at a nightclub. And I live by a lake out here in Smithville, and it's like being in Little Mexico. No one speaks English. It's hard to take the family there, so I was really glad they were checking ID. Didn't get questioned at all about the book, and put all ours down. What my concern is the voter fraud that, you know, is probably going to take place in Las Vegas. I just went out there for work.
Absolutely. They're going to steal the election from Engel. I'm not surprised by that. I mean, Reid is deeply tied into the community, and they control the gambling, so why can't they control the election machines, right?
Right, and I went to the rally that Newt Gingrich put on there, and it had a pretty good turnout, but it was mostly seniors. That was the one thing that I noticed. It wasn't the normal middle-aged man. It was mostly seniors.
Well, but seniors vote. Remember, they vote disproportionate to their numbers. That's the interesting thing. And the big story that's going to come out of this election is not only that the rebels have won, but that the conservative base was electrified and went out to vote for the first time in many, many a year. Stay in the line, Adam. I'm sending you a copy of Trickle Up Poverty. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Well, in Florida, Rubio, the Republican, the young Hispanic candidate, very conservative, is at 50%. Crist seems to have crucified himself. He's at 29%. And the Democrat, Meek, is at 20%. Had Crist dropped out, it would be a very, very close race between Rubio and Meek. But, you know, the ego won out here, and Crist stayed in and split the vote. And Rubio's certainly the winner. And that's good for America and good for Floridians, who want to maintain some degree of independence from the juggernaut called Obama. 1-800-449-8255. Let's go to the callers. Where's this young lady? Here it is. The menu, San Diego. Josan, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I thought I'd share with you my election night menu.
It's I want to hear it.
Yeah, it's going to contain some Barbara Boxer bologna sandwiches.
Oh.
It's going to be made with some cheap white bread full of a lot of bologna.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some Harry Reid turkey roll-ups. And that's going to be a turkey rolled up in a bunch of bad ideas I had from last week. And we're going to have some right-wing chicken wings, and we're going to drink some iced tea party tea.
Yes.
Have some right-wing chicken wings in it.
Right wing, yeah. How do you can your butcher shop provide you only the right wing of the chicken? You know, that's an interesting. I should go into the chicken parts business and sell only right wing chicken wings.
You know, that's what people have called me before, just because I have an opinion.
Well, it's actually easy to see which is the right wing and which is the left wing. It's very easy to see. I think I'm only going to order right wings and in bars from now on when I go for chicken wings and a beer. I will only eat the right wings of the bird. That's an interesting concept. All right. Hey, I'm going to send you a copy of Trickle Up Poverty, 1-800-449-8255. Any odd things going on at the polls? Good news, Republicans winning Senate seats in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Missouri, New Hampshire, South Carolina. Dems, unfortunately, winning Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland. We don't know what's going to happen in Illinois and Pennsylvania. We don't know yet how the overall results, we don't know the results yet. I mean, there's some big results in the sense that Feingold got dumped. Exit polls, some are saying will show a 50-plus seat pickup in the House and 7-plus in the Senate. But, you know, again, it's too soon. The fact of the matter is Pelosi is still living in the dreamland that she's known for, known as the biggest, the most out-of-touch individual in the history of the speakership, Nancy Pelosi. She just was reported as saying, "We're on pace to maintain a majority." I am not making this up. We're on pace to maintain a majority. That's Nancy the Hammer Pelosi. It's hard to believe that people, well, no, it isn't that hard to believe. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. It was written for Obama, Harry Reid, and Pelosi. If it was written for anybody, it was written for them. Because they represent absolute power. But what would happen if there is a split balance of power in Congress where there is no longer a supreme majority of communist socialists? Well, it would make it much more difficult for President Barack Hussein Obama and the socialist Democrats to advance their far-left agenda, and it will increase the prospect of political battles to come on everything from taxes, healthcare spending in general, and illegal immigration. So whether the looming wave will be a tsunami is another story. We don't know. There is a lack of exit polling in some races, and there's a variability of voter turnout in many places. However, if Republicans do seize a majority, as most expect, it would be only the third time in 50 years that control of the House has changed hands, giving a resounding victory to the party that ceded power to Democrats 4 years ago. You will not hear this anywhere else because the pollsters are in cahoots with the government to a great extent. I have not seen one pollster that asked this question. Are you voting to repudiate President Obama's agenda? Because I can guarantee you, to the 98th percentile on the Republican side, it will be to repudiate Obama's socialist agenda. But that's not something that you're going to read because nobody will ask the question. This is not only about Obamacare. They'll tell you it's about the economy because that's sort of a white bread topic and it's not controversial. Yeah, everyone would agree with that. But what do you mean the economy? The economy means the socialist economy of Obama. The elitist socialist economy of Obama. The man who talks about jobs as though he cares for the little people. And then in a few days we'll fly off to India at a cost to the taxpayer of $200 million a day, with 3,000 people in his entourage. Now, if the man really cared about the little people, wouldn't he stay home and say, "I'm not going to go on this trip because we need to tighten our belts, we need austerity"? When are you people on the left ever going to awaken to the fact that communists or socialists always do this? They have always done this. They have always lived like royalty while claiming they're for the little average man. When are you going to come to understand that you don't benefit from a communist or socialist regime? No one has ever benefited from communist or socialist regimes except the immediate entourage, the immediate supporters, the benefactors, those who put them in power. When are you going to come to understand this? Whether it be in the socialism of the Bolsheviks, many profited from the Bolshevik Revolution. It wasn't all about the poverty and eating potato skins. Whether it's the communists in South America, who do you think is benefiting? It's the friends of the communists in power. And who do you think has benefited most from these roadworks here in the United States of America? You look at the roadworks going on, the American Recovery Act. You see here in San Francisco, we see a new highway being built. It's 24/7. The lights are on a certain causeway off the Golden Gate Bridge. You could see them on at 2 o'clock in the morning, bright lights, men working. Well, the road needed to be widened. It had been widened in many, many decades. Let me ask you something. Do you think that that road work went out to bid? Do you actually think that that was an open bid? I don't. So what else is new under the sun? Certain people benefit when certain parties win. And under the Democrats, it was a very few certain people who have won. But the American people in either case have been the big losers, which is why there is an unprecedented turnout today across America.
Savage.
Well, the Republican route is beginning. Rand Paul wins Kentucky Senate race. That could begin the GOP stampede. Dan Coats is a winner. Jim DeMint, of course, thank God, is back. He's the best of the best. And these are early results of the elections and early fruits of a drive to break the juggernaut of radical socialism that has seized America with a little help from the vermin in the media. Look, I'm not going to mince words. Everything is at stake. And not one pollster is going to tell you that it was anything but about the economy. It's not just about the economy. The reason that the conservative base that has long stayed away from the polls has come out, because there's only one reason. Because the rebels were running. And they also know that this is a repudiation of radical Obama's policies. They want to stop Obama's attack on our security, economy, and borders. That's what they're going out for. No one's going to ask the question. You name one pollster who says, did you come out to vote because to repudiate Obama? I don't think that that's ever going to be polled, to be honest with you, ever. Never, never, never. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Houston, Texas. Sam, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I just want to let you know I went and cast my vote this afternoon, and when I left, I stopped at a restaurant next door to the polling location. I was carrying a copy of your book, and at least 10 people stood up and basically started clapping for me. And I guess it was because I was holding your book and started getting handshakes, and they congratulated me and thanked me for
that's
my
amazing. Vote. Well, that's what Houston's the center of NASA, correct?
Sir.
Do you work for NASA, Sam?
No, I do not.
You know, if I could, if I had the power, I'd give a free copy to every employee of NASA in order to spread the word about what Obama intends to do to your incredible space agency. Listen, the battle begins tomorrow. It wasn't yesterday. You know that, and I know that, because if you think that Reid and Pelosi and Obama are going to stop, I don't believe it. I believe that they're going to push their agenda as fast as they can, seeing that the handwriting is on the wall. That's really what I worry about more than anything. Sam, I'm sending you a free copy of Trickle Up Poverty. Pennsylvania, Eric, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Wacky fun story for voting in Pennsylvania. I went to the voting. They have little computers here, and
right.
They did make me show my ID, so that we at least have that. But anyway, the fella who was there helping said, don't vote straight Republican ticket because there's some kind of glitch in the computer, and it switches over and makes it vote for the Democrat.
Oh, God, no. No. The machines are rigged that if someone does a straight R, it goes to a D?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said if you did a straight R, it has some kind of glitch and it's switching over to a D. So,
oh, my God,
I had to do
Eric.
It. Yeah, I had to do it one at a time.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Eric, but I'm not shocked by anything I hear. I don't know if that's true or false. 1-800-449-8255 on the Savage Nation. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Judith, you're on the Savage Nation. Judith, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. Well, I didn't have any glitches with the Republican nomination, but I wanted to tell you, I really think that there's a new place for your book to be shown. I put mine today on the back of the rear window ledge in my car, and I backed my car into Borders Books right by the front door, so when people came out, they would see it. because I had a hard time a couple of days getting in there and trying to find the book. And so now I thought that they could have a good time with a little group gathering around the
isn't that something? Did any of the good peaceful liberals break your window or anything like that?
I was waiting for that. But when I went to vote today, they told me that it was a very heavy turnout. A lot of the community came. A lot of the older people around here went. And it went more in a conservative direction. And what I said was to her, she was showing me how to use, as the last gentleman just said, the computer. And I said, Harry Reid's not on this, is he?
No.
And she looked at me. You know, like she lost it for a second. She said, oh, no, Harry's not here. Harry's not in Pennsylvania. And I said,
Judith,
great.
I said many times it's women like Judith in Pittsburgh who are going to save this country. They've awakened the electorate. The women know what's at stake. They look at their children and they're frightened for them. They look at their grandchildren and they see slaves unless America's sovereignty is awakened in this country again. You know, I don't want to just sit here and give jargon and malarkey, but I'm telling you, it can be done. It can be done. If we put tariffs on Chinese goods and we rebuild the factories that Bill Clinton exported to China, we can rebuild the jobs. It started under Bill Clinton, by the way, this meltdown. NAFTA, CAFTA, WTO, all of this started under Bill Clinton and the Democrats. It's now turned into a tsunami against the American worker. If we can put tariffs on Chinese goods, we're going to have to rebuild factories. We can make things locally with the best workers in the world. What is wrong with that idea? There's nothing wrong with the idea, but I haven't heard that come out of one politician's mouth. Have you?
No. I haven't heard Communist China come out of anybody's mouth either. But
no.
I want to say that I really think Obama needs this vacation because didn't he work like 5-6 days in a row?
You know, you're right. He does need a trip to India because he needs a little R&R. $200 million a day and 3,000 in the entourage is really not asking too much for a man to put in 5 days.
Think of all the
contact hours for a professor. What that is? Stay in the line. You get a free copy of Trickle Up Poverty. 1-800-449-8255 is the phone number. I've got to take a quick break for one moment. I'll be right back.
These hundreds of thousands of volunteers are our VIPs, our volunteers in politics. They are the guardians of our democracy. They are saying that this election will not be bought by special interests, but will be earned by convincing the American people and convince them they will that we have taken the country in a new direction under the leadership of our great President Barack Obama. We have taken the country in a new direction. We are not going back to the failed policies of the past. We are fighting for the middle class. Thank you for being part of that fight.
Oh, my God.
Across the country, polls are still open. So many of us have to get back on the phone to urge people to get out the vote. I'll be brief. I want to thank Chris Van Hollen for his tremendous leadership of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Candidates across the country, volunteers who are working for them, acknowledge his leadership and say that we have the best ground.
We're listening to the hysterical Nancy Pelosi tonight, still living in a bubble, still saying we're on pace to maintain a majority, still wanting to take and wield the big hammer against America's heart. I pray to God that is a total disaster for her and her cronies. I hope she is removed as soon as possible and we have a more sane individual as Speaker of the House, someone who respects the Constitution, as opposed to someone who wants to wreck the Constitution. I hope that George Soros is investigated along with the hundreds of other hedge fund operators, most of the members of the MFA who manipulated the banking system and did so in order to wreck the economy, to usher in this unprecedented gang, frankly, as far as I'm concerned. Some call it a regime. I wouldn't even dignify it calling it a regime. 1-800-449-8255. Let's go to Sacramento, California. Troy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. A cheerful note for you here. I happen to be in Berkeley today and in and around the university, and I have never seen so many long faces in my life. All of the RDDBs, they look like they're at a funeral.
The red diaper dopa babies of Berkeley know that they're going to lose?
I really believe they do. They were signed. I also happened to be out here on Inauguration Day 2 years ago, and it was a whole different mood, very festive.
Oh, so they're actually quick to pick up on politics. They have a sixth sense for it. Apparently, the brucellosis has not spread to the West Coast yet.
Yeah, I think they abstained from their pot this morning so that they would so they'd remember to go vote.
It could be that the long face is a result of the fact that the medical marijuana shipments have been temporarily suspended.
That could be it as well, or maybe they think Prop 19's going down, who's to say?
Yeah, I wish I could see the results, the early results in California on the marijuana initiatives. I voted against it. I don't want legalized marijuana for a number of reasons, mainly because it's the most dangerous of all drugs, in that it initiates children into the entire drug culture, and it is also laden with carcinogens at a far higher level than even cigarettes. But no one will tell the children that, honestly, Troy. Troy, stay on the line. I'm sending you a free copy of Trickle Up Poverty. Houston, Texas, Bobby, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, amen to you, Dr. Savage. I work for NASA. I'm in the finance and the budget area. And I
yes.
just want to reassure you that behind the scenes, we're still hiring, and we are just waiting patiently until he's out. And
well, but I think people need to know what he intends to do to NASA. I remember the speeches. Do you? On how he said he wants to eliminate the rockets and the flights. I mean, am I making this up or not?
No, you're absolutely correct. But you know, we know that's not going to happen. We really do. I mean,
well, how do you know it's not going to happen? How do you know Obama's and didn't you just hear Nancy Pelosi saying we're not going to go backwards? We want to stop the special interest. To her, NASA is a special interest.
Oh, of course. But we're just counting on them being out. Hopefully, and with God's help.
So you're an optimist, obviously.
Well, yeah, we all are because we're budgeting. You know, we're projecting ahead 2 to 5 years, and they are not in our plan.
They're not in your plan. So you're going ahead with budgets that assume NASA is not going to be eliminated and that Houston will not disappear from the map.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
I want to remind people, I got to read something to you, Bobby, and everyone listening to the show who think that it's only about Dems versus Republicans. On April 15th of this year, Obama, the space cadet, delivered a speech at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in which he announced his plans to scrap NASA's current space exploration program. He goes to the mecca of space travel and announces with a placid smile on his face that he's about to tear the program apart. Now, why would Obama destroy NASA? Don't we already have the best aeronautical program in the world? Have you read my treatise on this, Bobby?
No, we're passing your book around.
I'm sending you a copy. Please, read it. Read the chapter on what he wants to do. I have the actual speech he gave. I have the actual intents that he gave. I want to point out that Obama wants to destroy NASA while spending $200 million a day on his trip to India, taking 3,000 people with him. He wants to destroy the mecca of space travel in the United States of America. Thanks to Obama, Russia now holds all the cards in terms of space exploration. And even in the best case scenario, the soonest a privately built space shuttle can be ready is 2014. So why would Obama destroy NASA? Am I the only one who sees this? Why is he doing this? Why would he want to take apart the space program, which was not broken, while then making us fully dependent on Russia? How could this happen? Did you know that Obama is proposing that the USA buy tickets on a Russian rocket to get our astronauts and cargo into space? In fact, he proposed that we buy 6 seats a year on Russia's Soyuz spacecraft at $56 million per seat for however long that it takes for the private sector to build a replacement. Something is wrong with this picture. I know what's wrong. Something is very, very wrong. And Obama does not want us to go to the moon. He wants America to be damned. Remember Reverend Wright's sermon? Not God bless America. Wright roared into the young community activists. To put it another way, Obama clearly concurs with something his Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, has said. God bless the America we are trying to create. But God only knows what that America looks like. Let's hear it right now.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God America. That's in the Bible. For killing enemies, for treating our citizens as less than human.
Well, there's the base. There's the Obama base. We try to warn you. We did our work. We played the tapes. We told you about his association. You didn't want to hear it. I don't really blame you in a way. You figured, I've heard all this crap before, you know. You listen to this guy, one is on one side, one is on the other, who knows. But wouldn't it have indicated to you that a guy who sits in a church listening to a flaming maniac like this, an America-hating priest, for so many years, for 20 years, wouldn't it tell you to stay away from that man and not make him president? How many times had I said to you before the election that Obama could not have even passed an FBI clearance to become his own Secret Service agent? Because of his associations prior to the election with Reverend Wright, with Bill Ayers, and the other radicals, he would not even have qualified to get to the first rung of applicants to be a Secret Service agent. Doesn't that worry you? What do you need to hear? Who do you need to hear this from? Who do you need to hear this from for it finally to register what's going on? How many different ways do we have to tell you the danger we are in? Now, why am I telling you this on this election eve? Because you're not going to read tomorrow, should there be the Republican rout that appears to be occurring. You're not going to read that this was a repudiation of Obama. No, 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 to copy a bit of the rhetoric of Reverend Wright. Nowhere would you read this was a repudiation of socialism. No, no, no. You're going to read it was a repudiation of what? It's about the economy. They're going to make it very bland, the little boys and the little girls in the media. The vermin in the media have got his back. The vermin in the media have got the backs of the radical socialists because they're one and the same. You're not going to read tomorrow that it's a repudiation of Nancy Pelosi's Mussolini-like tactics, her arrogance, her malicious rhetoric. You're not going to read any of that tomorrow. You're going to read a vanilla cover-up, a vanilla-coated cover-up as to why they got knocked out. And I want you to understand that the fight begins tomorrow. Republicans win Senate seats in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Ohio, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Missouri, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. It's too close to call in Pennsylvania or Illinois. The Dems have won Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and West Virginia. We're reading that the exit polls say the economy was a dominant issue for voters. I don't deny it. But believe me, behind the economy, my friends, there's an agenda. Then behind the agenda, there is a target. And the target is you. You are the target of this Marxist administration. How do I know it? Take a look at the czars he's appointed. It's an old story. Well, it's such an old story, I'll tell it to you again. Because apparently it hasn't gotten through to your thick heads yet. It's a very old story. Have you ever heard of a president appointing communist czars, one after the other, who don't go before a Congress for appointments, for approval? Have you ever heard of this? It's unprecedented. These are not advisors. They are called czars. Need I remind you where the word czar comes from? It is the anglicized Russian equivalent of Caesar. The man has surrounded himself with little Caesars. Little Caesars who worship Stalin and Mao, and Marx, and Engels, and Lenin. And you don't understand why the economy is wrecked? You don't understand why your freedoms are threatened? I do. And that's why I get up every day, and I get up here, and I do the best I can to awaken America. That's all I can do. I can't do any more than that. I spent a year writing the book. The book came out. It's a phenomenal, raging bestseller, Trickle Up Poverty. I'm very proud of it. It was, you know, flap less, coast more, my new saying, flap less, coast more. Flap less, coast more. I feel like Babe Ruth, who hit one out of the park, and I'm walking around the bases. But there's only so much fire I have in me. There's only so much energy any man has. The rest is going to be up to you. You have to educate yourself. You have to educate your neighbor. You have to educate your family members. You have to go around starting tomorrow and say, the reason the Tea Party's won, the reason the Republicans won, is because we want to overturn Obamacare. And when they say, well, what's wrong with health care for everyone? For God's sakes, please read the chapter on overturning Obamacare. Read what he's doing to the military. Read what he wants to do to the greatest space program the world has ever seen. For God's sakes, the fight begins tomorrow.
Savage.